I need to make a confession. I'm new to this whole geek thing. You see, while I was exposed to anime and video games growing up, I was exclusively exposed to girly anime, think Sailor Moon, and video games like Just Dance. However, said exposure did not really give my childhood a geek edge. I never identified myself as an anime fan or video game fanatic. I did not suckle video games and or anime from a sippy cup as a toddler. I was first introduced to geek culture as a university freshman with quarter-life crisis bangs. And now that I have been exposed to this world for 2.5 years consecutively, I feel like I have a lot to comment on in regards to geek culture. I love geek culture. As part of our generation's movement towards globalization, the idea of a particular medium operating on an international scale and strengthening ties between the world's various nations. However, that's not to say that geek culture does not share a slice of the issues of today's social climate pie with other cultures, subcultures, and societies. And that's where I come in. I'm Leah Abdelwahab, an Egyptian-American journalist and geek in the making who will be conceptualizing the various issues of today's social climate and contextualizing them through the vast world of anime and video games. This is the PC Squared. I give you the core problem, and you give me the analysis. Today, I will be building up on last week's episode by talking about a trope that is, fortunately, not that common in video games and anime, but still needs this section for being rather misogynistic, the straw feminist trope. TV Tropes, the self-proclaimed all-devouring pop culture wiki, presents what I would argue to be the most simplistic yet explicit definition of the straw feminist trope, a character whose, quote-unquote, feminism is drawn only for the purposes of either proving them wrong or providing comedy. The Amazon Lily arc of One Piece, an anime that revolves around Monkey D. Luffy's journey to finding a treasure that would aid him in proclaiming himself the king of the pirates, is a prime example of this trope, given the Kuja warrior's severe distrust of men despite never even meeting one. But let's wait a second here. What even is feminism? Is it the hatred of men? On the contrary, according to prominent feminist figure and writer Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, in her TED talk titled We Should All Be Feminists, defines the word feminist as a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. Does that translate to man-hating to you? Because it doesn't to me. Thus, it is rather clear that the creators of One Piece intended for the Amazon Lily arc to be an example of the straw feminist trope in order to poke fun at the Kuja warriors. Another example of this inherently misogynistic trope comes courtesy of everyone's favorite video game, Grand Theft Auto. Seriously though, it really sounds like GTA is going to be a usual candidate of scrutiny throughout this podcast. For real though, does no one notice how problematic this game is? In Grand Theft Auto 5, Denise's talk about new age femininity is seen as a running gag, while a woman talks on the radio in Vice City about spending a year undercover as a man and writing a book on her findings, which include, but are not limited to, men liking looking at pictures of naked women. Again, this is presented as a way to make fun of actual feminists calling out common practices such as these. Moving on to Fire Emblem Awakening, a less problematic game but still has its rather moments. Kael is portrayed as someone who takes the kindness of male companions as a form of patronization. Now, I understand that this may be a form of satire or even parody. The fine line drawn between satire slash parody and problematic depictions is often so thin, it is invisible. And that's where I'm going to end this episode, by asking you, where should we draw said line? Tell me in the comments. Don't forget to visit allagesofgeek.com for more compelling podcasts and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This was my PC Squared. I gave you the core problem, and you give me the analysis.